Mama, listen to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko dekhun. Baba khade hai paas mere, dil se duaye mangu. Baba mere, baba mere, baba mere, baba mere.
Man ki aankhon se har pal hi tujhko de.
September 2014. Om Shanti. Avyak Bab Dada Madhuban. Murli revised 19 December 1978. Reality is the greatest royalty. Reality is the greatest royalty. Bab Dada is happy to see his children because he knows that you are the children who are to become deities. On seeing the present, the future fortune of each child, Bab Dada is seeing the fortune in the image of each of you children. Bab Dada sees the future through the present features of the Brahmins. Each child has a right to heaven. So, seeing the rights of you children, Bab Dada has the godly, spiritual intoxication of knowing that no one in the whole world has such fortunate children. Even you children yourselves have the spiritual intoxication that no one has such a fortune as yours. Today, Bab Dada is especially looking at the spirituality of each child and seeing to what extent there is the reality of royalty in each of you. Reality is royalty. There is no greater royalty than this. In what aspect is there royalty and in what aspect is there reality? Firstly, there is the reality of your own form. If you are constantly aware of your reality, your real form, then together with the reality of your form, there will also be spirituality, royalty visible on your physical face. Whoever sees you would say that you are not of this world, but that you are an angel of the Alaukik world, or that you are a deity who has come down from heaven. They will experience such royalty in you. Secondly, there is the reality of your awareness. The reality of belonging to the one Father and none other. Because of the reality of your awareness, royalty will be visible in your words and deeds. Because everything you do, is truthful and elevated. Whoever comes into contact with you will experience your activities to be like those of the Father. Every word you speak will have authority like the Father's and be based on the experience of attainment. Every word will be powerful and will bear fruit. Such words are known as words of truth. There will be the royalty of reality in your words and deeds, because your connection and company will be real. They would work like the alchemist's stone. Just as alchemist stone is said to be able to transform iron into gold, so too the company of the souls who have the royalty of reality would make weak ones powerful. They would make false things become real. The vision of the real and royal eyes, that is, divine drishti, of such souls would work like magic. One moment they would give the experience of the stage of liberation in life. The next moment they would give the experience of the last, final birth, and the next moment they would grant a very clear vision of your first birth. One moment you would experience a stage of extreme sorrow, and the next moment you would experience a life of great happiness. They would give you the experience of the magic mantra of Am So So Hum. They would remind you of the knowledge of your 84 births. One moment they will give you the experience of the joy of the confluence age in the corporeal world, and the next moment they will give you the experience of the subtle angelic form. then in the next moment you would experience from them the stage of the soul consciousness of a resident of Paramdham, and next you would experience the happy life of heaven. To receive this magic mantra is to experience all four regions in a second. Those who have such royalty will constantly enable others to attain something or other through their physical organs. They would be bestowers. Those with such royalty would never surrender even with their thoughts to any of Maya's attractions. That is, they would not be influenced because of being constantly full. Even royal souls of today don't depend on anyone. So too, when your intellect is always full, referred to as having a full stomach. When your intellect is full of all treasures, you will not be drawn to any short-lived or temporary person or object. You would lack nothing. Your vision would not be drawn anywhere to take something from them. You would always have the point form of the Father merge in your eye. This is the royalty, the reality. Even the body is not real. It is the soul that is real. So ask yourself to what extent you have this royalty of reality. So ask yourself to what extent you have this royalty of reality. It would of course be number wise. But check to see what your number would be. You wouldn't speak of the third division, but check whether your number is in the first division or the second division. What is the number of those from Punjab? All of you are part of the first division, are you not? Even if you are in the second division, then come into the first division today. Those of the second number would not experience all the attainments of the confluence age. They would have some attainments but not others. Some say that they are able to experience peace but unable to experience supersensuous joy. Some say that they experience joy but not power. Those who are part of the first division will experience every virtue and power. If something is lacking, if there are only 14 celestial degrees, they would be part of the second division. Such souls would even now remain deprived of the elevated attainment and in the future also. Instead of having Satopradhan attainment, their attainment would be sato. Therefore, they belong to the second division. Those of the first division will experience the joy of the kingdom of Satopradhan matter, whereas those of the second division would only experience the joy of the sato stage, not the Satopradhan stage of joy. So now consider what you are going to claim. Will it be the attainment of the Satopradhan stage or just the Sato stage? Are you going to experience all attainments or only some attainments? If you become your own judge now and judge yourself, you won't have to appear in front of Dharmaraj. Do you now understand how reality is royalty? Baba will give you more details of royalty at some other time. Achcha. To those who constantly maintain their royalty, to those who are constant embodiments of all attainments, to those whose every action is a divine activity, an elevated action, to those who give the experience of all four pilgrimage places in a second, to the children who have such elevated fortune, Bab Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. Bab Dada meeting DDG. The royal family of the future kingdom will now begin to be revealed. Will it now? You heard Bab Dada say that at the end you will have a clear vision of everything. So would that be through divine vision? Will you see all of that in a vision or in the practical form? The drama of everyone being able to see through divine vision will be something else. But you will also see everything in the practical form. Souls will very soon reveal their royalty in their form of royalty in a practical way. No one will then have any questions as to whether something is to happen or not. If you were all to be numbered now, there would be questions raised such as, how did this one get this? This one should be like this. Now you will very soon see all of this in a practical way as to who is to become the king, who is to become the queen, and who will become part of the royal family. The philosophy of the efforts you have to make for this is very deep. Even though some may be equal or may be seen as having a plus grade at this time, there will still be the different numbers of 1 and 2 etc. Because the philosophy of effort is very deep, you are able to see at present the speciality of each one's effort. However, just as a diamond hidden under dirt sparkles is sometimes very clearly visible and visible at other times, so according to the efforts of the present time, all are also visible as sparkling diamonds. However, at the end, not the end of the final moments, but a short time before the end of the confluence age, revealing will take place. Whilst you are playing your part of revelation, both your number in the present rosary and also your future royal form will be revealed. However, at this present time, there is still a dusty curtain of competition. In this race, at present, instead of racing, you sometimes turn into a competition. This dusty curtain hides the sparkling diamonds. When this curtain is opened, the hidden diamonds will be revealed in their perfect practical form. This curtain will then be completely removed. When this vision of perfection is seen, none of you will have thoughts of someone claiming a certain number. That is, the curtain of competition will have been removed and the perfect sparkling diamonds will come onto the practical stage. No one was able to compete with Mamma and Baba in the Sakar form. So too souls will be revealed. Number-wise in such a way that no one will be able to compete with them. So the royalty of the royal family will be visible in a practical form even now. At the moment you are not even able to place the eight. At the moment there is still a question mark. But at that time there will be a full stop. At this time there is a question mark about finding the correct eight and whether someone should be placed amongst the eight or not. At this time souls are being polished by their intense efforts. Whilst being polished, some weaknesses become hidden. Although there are the eight, they must have lacked something at the start. Although there wouldn't have been enough lacking to be seen visibly. This is why they are being polished. At present, you are thinking about creating a program for intense efforts. There will be many within the family. Achcha. Today it is Punjab's turn to meet Baba. Your task is according to your name, is it not? What is the speciality of lions? Even whilst being alone, a lion has the speciality of considering itself to be an emperor. A lion is fearless. So you people Punjab are fearless. Are you not? You are not afraid of any form of Maya. All of you from Punjab are like that. Are you not? Do you know what special importance the land of Punjab has? Those from Punjab showed their form of power in a very good way at the start of establishment. You remained unshakable amidst many types of upheaval because the land of Punjab is the special land of righteousness. Whilst establishing the original eternal deity religion in the land of righteousness, you had to face opposition and you became victorious. The speciality of the land of Punjab, remembered amongst the divine activities, is that amidst the fire of upheaval, a few children become victorious and hoisted the flag of victory in Punjab. It was the non-violent ones who gained victory over the land of violence. This activity of Punjab has also been remembered in a special way. The second speciality is that the rivers in Punjab are praised more. Many Ganges of knowledge too have emerged from Punjab. In terms of the beginning, many rivers of knowledge emerged from Punjab. And so the land of Punjab became elevated in terms of donating. They were great donors. There is also a third speciality. The land of Punjab is also filled with importance in terms of being the land for the expansion of service. Just as the water of the rivers flows in all directions, so too there is very good expansion of service centers in Punjab. There are pilgrimage places everywhere. You have become very happy on hearing your praise. So constantly remain as happy as this. Bab Dada is very happy to see the growth of Punjab. What do you have to do now? In Punjab, you now have to find souls who will carry out a task just with their name. Find such souls who have that strength, so that on hearing their name, many other souls will also create their fortune. You now have to do a lot more of such great service. Such special souls have parts just for service. So, form connections and relationship with such souls. Do you understand what you have to do? Now issue a very loud and clear challenge. When the challenge you issue is in a soft voice, that sound is lost in the noise of their gurudwaras, Sikh temples. Achcha. Question. Who can maintain permanent intoxication? What are the signs of those who have permanent intoxication? Answer. Only those who are seated on Bab Dada's heart throne can have permanent intoxication. The place for fluency souls is the Father's heart throne. You cannot find such a throne throughout the whole cycle. You will continue to receive the throne of the kingdom of the world or the kingdom of a state, but you will not find such a throne again. This is such an unlimited throne that whether you are walking around, eating or sleeping, you are on the throne. You are on the throne. Those children who are seated on the throne in this way have forgotten the old bodies and the bodily world, and while seeing do not see anything. Question. On the basis of which dharana can you remain constantly merged in the ocean of happiness? Answer. Be introverted. Those who are introverted are always happy. Residence of indoor means those who are introverted and are constantly happy. The Father is the ocean of happiness, and so the children would also remain merged in love in the ocean of happiness. The children of the bestower of happiness would also be bestowers of happiness. The ones who distribute the treasures of happiness to all souls. Whoever comes and with whatever loving feelings they come, they should have them fulfilled through you. So become images that are complete and perfect. Just as nothing is lacking in the Father's treasure store, similarly, children would also be fully satisfied souls. The same as the Father. Achcha. Om Shanti. Blessings. May you be a trustee who is free from bondage and with the mantra of Manmana Bhav. become free from any bondage of the mind. Any type of bondage is a cage. A cage bird has now become a bondage free flying bird. Even if there is any bondage of the body, the mind is a flying bird, because by your being Manmana Bhav, any bondages of the mind are broken. There is no bondage even in looking after matter. Those who look after everything as trustees are free from bondage. A householder means to have a burden, and those who have a burden can never fly. If you are trustee, you are free from bondage, and you can reach your sweet home with your flying state in a second. Slogan: make unhappiness your servant and do not let it show on your face. Make unhappiness your servant and do not let it show on your face. Om Shanti.